Welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Our topic today, communication, particularly skills related to good communication. Our guest, Dr. Bernard Gurney, foremost expert, in my opinion, and many others, on communication. He from the National Institute of Relationship Enhancement. I'll give you more numbers and how to contact Dr. Gurney at the end of this segment. Dr. Gurney, you've talked about expression. You've talked about three skills that we can develop. One is be more subjective, talk about our feelings. Curiously enough, maybe paradoxically enough, that makes things go better, keeps things on an even keel. Second is now not to generalize, talk about the specific issue, not to bring in all sorts of baggage from the past. That just makes people defensive. And third is to really realize the importance of the relationship, not just the importance of the problem you're talking about, but the overall importance of the relationship with the other person, and to say something of appreciation about that. What's another expressive skill we can acquire?
Well, one of the last one I think that we need to get into is what we call the interpersonal message. So when you are talking about something that's frustrating, there are things you want the other person to do differently. And so after some of that ground has been cleared that I mentioned before, you want to be specific about what you would like to see from the other person. And if the other person behaved in the way that you like, what that would accomplish in terms of how you yourself would feel about it. These would generate positive feelings, in other words. And that this would, of course, be a benefit to you. And that it would also have benefits to the other person. And so that to bring those elements into it would be the last thing that I would want to mention on the expressive
end of things. This kind of has an appeal to our practical side, that we're doing this, we're learning these skills, we're talking about this because it's going to make our lives better. It's going to make our marriage and our relationships more intimate and ideally more honest and compassionate, and to kind of point out how these changes or these new virtues we're going to acquire, whatever, can really make things better for us. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we talked about talking, and then let's go to the other side of communicating, which is listening. What are some skills on the listening end, let's say the empathic end, as you put it, that are so important?
Well, I think, first of all, it's the attitude of feeling that it's important that I understand what's going on inside the other person in this situation. So you want to try to identify with the other person. And secondly, when you're doing that, to deal not only with the content, but to be aware of what the feelings are that may underlie what the person is saying, and to try to tune in to what those are and identify with those, meaning to try and look at those too from the other person's point of view, and to be accepting of that. Not agreeing with it, but by acceptance, I mean compassion toward that. That's what I mean. And that to show that when the way you respond, before you start presenting your own point of view, to let the other person know that you know how they feel. And by just saying, it makes you really mad when I do this or that, and you're concerned and you think it would help the relationship if we change that. So just a brief summary of what's going on inside the other person before you express your own point of view. And then you can tell the other person, being subjective, the way I see it is this way, and explain what your point of view is on the topic, and including your own feelings about them, positive and negative. But try not to forget the positive and try to put that first and foremost.
This is really important. I think I want to highlight it. It sounds like the order is really important here, isn't it, Dr. Gurney? When somebody else is talking to me, it's very, very important that I show them that I understand what they're saying and I really understand them before I give my opinion. Is that right?
Oh, exactly. And that opens them up to really listen to you. If not, then they're thinking that, I didn't get my point through, so I have to say it louder.
Right, right.
and again, and more strongly. And so, whereas if you show them that you do get it, that you do understand what they do, then they can relax and start listening to what you're saying. So I think that's the advantage.
I want to highlight this, too, because when we're in the mode of really understanding the other person, and you really put an awful lot of faith and an awful lot in your writings about the ability to get in another person's shoes. I mean, you have a tremendous, faith in the human person, that we can really experience what other people are experiencing, and that we really focus on that, listen to what's going on, and to the feelings of what they're saying, But then, and this is one of the things I like about your model, it's so open and clean. It's got such high accountability. Then say to the person, well, let me see if I got exactly what you're trying to say here. Let me see if I can really understand what you're trying to say. And to convey that in a very open way before we give our own opinion.
Mm-hmm, right. And often that means, you know, once you do that, the person wants to say more. So it often means some constraint on your part and willingness to get more from the other person. And the more you let them do that and express themselves and you show understanding, the more time you spend doing that, then eventually they will say, well, you know, what do you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
And or they'll pause for a long period of time, and that's your cue. Now you can express yourself. And it takes a while to gain that kind of patience and belief in this way of doing things before you can do it successfully, but that really works very well, because then they really hear what you have to say. Up to then, they're saying, well, she's not getting it, or he's not getting it. So they're thinking more again, how can I really get my point across? And so to show them a lot of understanding before you start to speak, and then they relax and they're ready to listen, is an important part of the skill, too.
You know, listening to this from a Catholic point of view, I mean, the Franciscan dictum that we should first understand others before we worry about being understood ourselves, I mean, you really have a very practical way of doing that. When someone talks to me, I should really go out of my way to show them that I've really understood what they've said, and you're pointing the understanding, kind of guiding it into the feelings. How are they reacting to what they're saying? How are they feeling about what they're saying? And then we should be very overt that we got that and convince the other person that we really heard them and understood what they said. And the other point you make is so important. That doesn't mean I have to agree. It just means I want to understand them, and I can give my opinion of agreeing or disagreeing later.
Exactly.
It's a very powerful model, I mean, of listening with this way. This sounds like a listening that takes the other person very seriously. It must be great to be on the other side of this kind of empathy.
Yes, it does. It does feel very good. As I say, it really builds the relationship, and it's powerful.
Powerful and building relationships. Well, we've been talking to Dr. Bernard Gurney. He's the founder of the National Institute of Relationship Enhancement, one of the foremost, some people would argue the foremost, researcher and clinician and consultant relating to communication. To find more information about Dr. Gurney, you can call 301-986-1479 to get in touch with his multiple writings and tapes and ideas. Or you can email at info@nire.org. We've been talking today about the practical aspects of communication. Dr. Gurney broke down for us the aspects of expressing ourselves and the aspects of listening with empathy. Dr. Gurney, I thank you very much for returning to the Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls.
I'm very happy to be here.
Okay. Again, you've been listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. You can listen to the program live on the internet at www.wust1120.com. On behalf of my colleague Michael Horn, I'm Art Bennett. I want to thank you very much for listening, and God bless.
You've been listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This program has been brought to you by Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls airs from 6 to 6:30 p.m. on WUST 1120 a.m. and on the internet at www.wust1120.com. If you'd like to help support this Catholic radio apostolate, your donations will be greatly appreciated. Please call 301-365-0612, extension 106, and have your credit card ready, or mail a check to the Center for Family Development, 7007 Bradley Boulevard, Bethesda, Maryland, 20817. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, copyright 2003, Alpha Omega Radio. Thanks for listening.